we're starting to see how good we can be, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. We just have to be a little bit more consistent about it. But I think the last 2 weeks have been, you know, fairly good. Get some good road wins. Going to Seattle play. You know, 20 minutes, we really didn't close the game out. Come back home and win is key for us right now. I don't care what they expect, but we know every game is important from here on out. Especially this game was important for us. We know we'll probably see Minnesota again, and if not, we'll be probably contending for, you know, playoff position with them. And, you know, now we're up on a series, and now we have some important games coming up. And we have to prove to ourselves that we can go out there and beat the best teams.
Kara scored 18
minutes. She sucks. she's all right. I mean, she's still got to get in shape, and but she'll, you know, Kara, I've known Kara for a long time. We've known each other since we were little playing against each other in AAU, and, you know, I always thought she was one of the best centers, and when she's determined on the court, you saw what she did today, so definitely something we haven't had, I think, ever since I've been in Phoenix.
You can talk a little bit about camp when she came in.
Right.
Now that I have, you know, two full players in that camp for right. Inside, you have confidence in.
Yeah, you know, and we just have to kind of integrate everyone, and everyone's got to have a good feel about it. And this is how we want to play tonight, is with a lot of people touching the ball, a lot of people scoring the ball, doing a lot of different things. That's when we're, I think, at our best. And if we could get that, you know, going throughout the year, going into the playoffs, we'll feel good about ourselves. We're a pretty good defensive team. You know, rebounding, we've been doing a really good job this year. You know, and it's about getting stops for us. When we get stops, we can go, and, you know, that's when we can put up a lot of points.
We're talking about the defense being killed by the offense.
Right.
You're talking about it the other way around.
Yeah, and I think for the most part we do that. We buckle down defensively. Obviously, when you're making shots, everything feels good. So we have to find a way when we're not making shots to, you know, produce points and get stops.
Like one of the changes in the game is you have the ball in your hands, mm-hmm. running
your offense. Yeah, and you know, when we do that, we get a little bit bigger. It gives us a little bit more flexibility on defense. We switch a lot, more screens, and that's tough, you know, for teams with the shot clock running down. So that's been a little bit of a good weapon for us.
Even with Tamika on the
floor. Yeah, just you know, maybe facilitating a little bit more, because there is a lot of attention drawn to, you know, wherever I am on the floor. So, you know, we have to do a better job of getting everyone involved, especially myself.
Talk about incorporating care in the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going through the place now.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, it's a lot different, but at the same time, we're trying to just stay with our same offensive schemes. And, you know, and I told Corey, she'll get them. She'll get it. She'll run down the court and post. You know, and most times, you know, it's Tanner, Pree, or Bonner, and, you know, usually they gravitate more towards the three-point line. But, you know, Kara's going to run straight to the rim and turn around, and that's what we need from her.
One of the things we saw last year in Team Seattle,
you know, it's the darn, we really never gotten off to a really good start, and it takes a while to get into that shape, physically and mentally, to really feel like you go in every game and outrun people. And I think we're getting there little by little. And it really is a mindset that you have to get into.
And in the half court set, running high lows now, a lot of different things.
Yeah, and that's when we get in trouble, is when we get in the half court and we stop moving. You know, but, you know, Tan's been doing a great job of keeping the defense stretched. I mean, Candace is playing wonderful. And with Brax now, it's a different look, where people have to actually pay attention to someone catching the ball in the post.
You knew Candace.
Yep. She really, I mean, she has the best hands I think I've ever seen on a post player. I mean, for the ability to run full speed, catch, and score, it's really an ability a lot of people don't have, and she's really good at it. She's so smooth. I mean, and I think everyone knew that coming, and she's just so fluid with everything she does.
Right. Awesome. Now it seems like it's pretty much seamless now. I mean, she's finishing.
Yeah, it took her a while. It took her a while. It's not easy, and that position's hard. You really have to, run that lane every single time. And, you know, now I think she gets pretty thirsty out there. Or she's running, and she knows she's going to get a layup. Those players don't want to run. They don't want to run. They don't want to defend a three-point line. So we kind of have both poisons.